As a kid, my family would visit Mexico frequently, a rural farming town where my parents had grown up, where strange things were known to happen. This was the town where an etching of the Virgin Mary had appeared on a tree trunk, thus designating the area and the tree a holy spot for a few months. I saw it for myself, and yes, it looked like the outline of paintings I often saw in church, and I asked, why would she appear anywhere? Especially this tree trunk. I was given the meager response that miracles just happen. I couldn't help but feeling fear come over me, a fear of the unknown. I must have been 9 years old when the event happened. I was sleeping in a big room with a few cousins. My bed was directly beneath the window. It must have been 3-4 a.m. when I was woken up by a strong white light coming through the window and something that sounded like an airplane hovering over the house. I thought it was an alien spaceship making a landing nearby. I remember being petrified. I couldn't move an inch of my body, nor would I want to move at all, in fear of what was out there. My body was a boulder, cold and sweaty beneath the covers. I could not get myself to do anything until I remembered that my cousins were also in the room. Quietly sleeping in their beds. Am I going crazy? No! This thing is right there, and we might just die. I woke up the nearest cousin and I tell her, hey, there's something out there. What is that? She barely opened her eyes, lifted her head for a little bit, and put her head back down, and she said, it's just the moon. I accepted that I was alone in this experience. No one else was going to help me make sense of this. I kept telling myself, just lift your head and look through the window for 1 second. But I was terrified. I laid in bed for what seemed like hours while something was outside. Eyes open, focused on the ceiling, hands clenched on the covers. I was too scared to explore. Eventually, the light and sound vanished into the distance and was silent again. The next day, my cousin said she remembered waking up and seeing the bright light. She said, it probably wasn't the moon, but I was so hazy I couldn't stay awake long enough to care. That morning, I didn't seem to care either, though the story has stuck with me all these years. As an adult, I rationalize the event and I think it was likely a big truck that stopped near the house for a few minutes with intense headlights and then drove off in the middle of the night.